Iraq is plagued by more death and destruction in the countdown to the parliamentary elections. The vote is slated for April 30th, but many people believe that violence may surge further amid a competition between political parties to get the country's top seats.
There's growing insecurity in the country. The terrorists are now trying to take the Battle of Anbar to other areas across the country.
The western province of Anbar has been gripped by unrest since late December. Fighting has taken place in the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah between government forces and militants from the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Ramadi is now under the control of the Iraqi army, backed by local tribesmen. But Fallujah is still the scene of fierce clashes. Some people believe that the ongoing unrest in Anbar and other parts of Iraq are aimed at creating problems in the political arena of the country.
These terror groups are trying to delay the elections. There are certain parties in the government who are aiding and helping these terror groups.
The alleged parties are accused of undermining the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki with the final goal of securing a majority in this month's election.
Despite the mounting violence, the Iraqis that we spoke with said that they will uphold the democratic process by taking part in the April 30th elections, regardless of what the cost may be. Terror attacks have targeted Iraqi cities and towns almost on a daily basis, and hundreds of people have been killed in this past year. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.